California blocks National Guard from helping Trump's priorities at the border. By Elliot Spaggett for the Associated Press in San Diego. California has rejected the federal government's initial plans for National Guard troops to the border because the work is considered too closely tied to immigration enforcement, two U.S. officials told the Associated Press. The state informed federal officials it will not allow its troops to fix and repair vehicles, operate remotely controlled surveillance cameras to report suspicious activity to the Border Patrol, and operate radios and provide mission support, which can include clerical work, buying gas, and handling payroll, according to officials with knowledge of the talks who spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the matter. California Governor Jerry Brown elicited rare and effusive praise from President Donald Trump last week after he pledged 400 troops to the Guard's third large-scale border mission since 2006. The governor's commitment allowed Trump to boast support from all four border state governors and help put the president above the lower end of his threshold for marshaling 2,000 to 4,000 troops that he wants as a border security mission to fight illegal immigration and drug trafficking. But the Democratic Brown conditioned his support by insisting that California's troops have nothing to do with immigration enforcement. He wasn't specific about jobs his troops would or would not perform, or how he would distinguish between immigration-related work and going after criminal gangs and drug and gun smugglers. California National Guard spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Keegan said Monday that the state was awaiting a formal response from the administration and had no additional details beyond the governor's proposed agreement released last week that includes a ban on immigration enforcement. Evan Westrup, a spokesman for the governor, did not immediately answer detailed questions about California's rejection of specific guard duties. Talks between U.S. and California officials about the duties the California troops would perform soured Friday and over the weekend after state authorities told federal officials they would not participate in vehicle maintenance and the other jobs outlined for an initial phase across the border in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, the U.S. official said. The other border state governors, all Republicans, have openly embraced Trump's plans. The state's position infuriated some federal officials because the restrictions California officials wanted to impose on what the state's troops would not do were considered onerous, the official said. Brown last week characterized his decision to contribute troops as a welcome infusion of federally funded support to fight transnational criminal gangs and drug and firearms smugglers. According to one U.S. official, the California Guard has suggested assigning about 40 troops to marijuana eradication across the state.